हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Okay, so then on songs of the Acharyas, then Pratana, then on page 22, so Narottam Das Thakur is giving us the direction how we can reach the highest perfectional stage of associating with Radha and Krishna. The first thing is that we should be very much attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That will lead us, because he came to deliver the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one should first of all surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By surrendering to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased. And by his being pleased, we shall be free from material desires. When material desires are no more, then we should be able to enter the Dhamma. And after entering Vrindavan, when we are eager to serve the six Goswamis, then we can reach the platform of understanding the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Right? So that surrender to Lord Chaitanya, that then therefore getting the mercy of Nityananda, you know, freed from material desires, by being freed from material desires, you can enter Vrindavan, you can appreciate Vrindavan. Then being in Vrindavan, then you are then following the footsteps of the Goswamis. And then by the grace of the Goswamis, then we can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So that's the system, that's how it works. So that's why then you have Gorni Tai, because if there's no Gorni Tai, there is no Radha Krishna. Right? That's the song. You know, what is it? Is it in this song? No, or is it another one? Heno Nitai Bine Pai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai. No, it's not this one. So it's without the mercy of Nityananda, you're not getting into Radha Krishna's pastimes. So it's not that you can just directly go there because you desire. As Prabhupada said, first deserve, then desire. So when you have, by that surrender to Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu is pleased. Therefore, then you are able to become freed from material desire. Then entering Vrindavan, because Vrindavan Vrindavan means it's the place where the pastimes are happening. So if how you understand the pastimes unless you're in the place of the pastimes, right? So being in the place of the pastimes, but just because you're in the place of the pastimes, that doesn't mean that you understand the pastimes themselves, because the pastimes themselves are happening by the Lord's mercy, by his grace, by his desire. So if we're only seeing if we're only appreciating the place, then it's not enough. But it is the place. So then by the grace of the Goswamis, then we learn what is our relationship, how to deal in that environment, what is going on in the pastimes, and how then we can appreciate and understand and then give service in these pastimes. So it's a natural progression. So we have to give up the material, then we have to come to the spiritual. Yes.
So we saw here the first point is that surrender and attachment to the Lord. So basically, the whole spiritual process should always start from the positive aspect like this. Then removing material desires is there. It's just a part of process rather than the approach of like, you know, smarters and everybody else.
On the removal of the negative, right? So for other, it's the positive. That's why we say is that that's the difficulty with the impersonalism. It's a negative approach. So being negative, it can never actually be, truly spiritual, because spiritual is eternal. And so it's positive. So a negative, why would negative get the positive? Now, the negative ensures that the positive is going on, right? We say, if we say, means you're avoiding a sinful activity, that means you're supposed to be performing a positive activity, right? That's the only reason. Means if you're doing a sinful activity, very hard to be doing the positive activity. But if, let's say, you're offering everything to Krishna, and then therefore these things can be offered to Krishna, then that then you're always engaged in proper activities, right? So yes, it's a positive. That's what Prabhupada is saying. It's a positive movement like that, because the material, it's negative because it's all not including Krishna, and then within the negative, it's a double, even more negative when they get rid of the material. Just all the function, right? But because it's a double negative, it comes back to the, back to the beginning, So that's why then they'll come back and become, gross materialists again. Because how much time can you go on and be negative? At some point you have to become positive, because the soul by nature is ananda, it's positive, right? It has knowledge, it has existence, it has awareness of that. Yes. So deductive, you can say, is positive because it's coming from the Lord. So it means everything's connected to the Lord, so it's positive. Inductive means it's connected to us. So we think it's positive because it's connected to myself, it's positive. But actually, it's negative because it's not connected. So then we get, like we said, someone doesn't like us, then that's negative. Or I don't like, myself, so it's negative. These things, but we make it about ourselves. And so it's already in the negative because it's not connected with Krishna. So even if it's positive about ourselves, it's still negative because it's leaving out Krishna. It can't actually, it's not about the soul, because the soul means that it's not the body. So the soul can't be satisfied by anything connected with the body. It can only be connected by devotional service. So when the body's engaged in devotional service, then only it becomes positive. So then somebody doesn't like you, that's a double negative. And that gives rise to, rejecting everything and going for the impersonal. If we find people like and all that, we're inspired by our so-called positive, the single negative. Right? So that's why we say it's always misery. Because it's always in the negative. It's not in the positive. So if our nature is ananda and it's in the negative, then how can we be happy? You were saying?
Also, Maharaj, this aspect, like first a person to come into contact with Krishna consciousness, that the spark should be there. It means the basic attachment or interest or some kind of respect or love for or attachment for the Lord. That is what the first thing. And then slowly when he's engaged in the service, then he comes to the natural position of the soul as being the servant. He accepts that. And then he moves on to when he really advances, then he moves on to reinstate in his eternal Swarup. So basically this whole first attachment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then when Nityananda Prabhu getting pleased, and then getting into the service of the six Goswamis, is just describing this whole process.
Yes, just describing the whole process. And in that, it's not that we're not reading the books of the Goswamis and all that. We're not, doing all these things. We're not worshiping Radha and Krishna. It's just where the focus is.
Yes, yes.
It's just where the focus is. So when the focus is there by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then we're able to get Nityananda. Then it moves through. So it means right from the beginning, someone comes to the temple, they're coming, they're offering obeisances, they're singing kirtan for Radha and Krishna. Right? And why are we doing this? Because Prabhupada's given us this, what Rupa Goswami has given. So they're engaged, but then the level of realization of this, what we're meaning is that when he talks about here, understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, it means it's not just I know them or I memorize them or yeah, they make sense. It's like you understand, you appreciate how Radha and Krishna are interacting. Right? So that depth, that personal depth, so that'll come back down when it has that relationship with the Goswamis. That'll come down when then, you know, you have that position on appreciation of the Dham. That'll go back to then Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So respecting Nityananda. I mean, so we're taking shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, right? So that's the whole point. So he'll give that mercy when you've surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. So when we surrender to Lord Chaitanya, then we can get the mercy of Nityananda by surrendering to him. Same time as we get that mercy to surrender to Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Right? So it's always there. It's just like the process of gaining Shraddha is by association. But before Shraddha, you don't call it Sadhu Sangha. It's a Jnata Sukriti. Then when that, by that association, then now you're committed to that association. Right? So then we call it a stage association. But otherwise, without associating, it won't work. You know, just like then the devotees, you know, that what is it? Tesham satada yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. The devotees, they sit together and talk about Krishna. So you can say, but you know, you're talking about and all that, you're associating, but that's a lower level, but we're at a higher level. You know, we're already at nishta, so therefore, then why would we do that? No, all these ones continue all the way through, they keep going. So it's just a matter of what's the effect. Now the effect of your hearing, you're fixed. Or the effect before that is you remove anarthas. Or the effect before that is that you decide to surrender and take up the bhajan properly, so you take initiation. Or by the shraddha, then you decide, I want to associate with the devotees. Like this. So then, you know, so that, or when you hear, then you get a taste. You hear this attachment. You hear there's ecstasy. You hear there's prema. Yeah. So that's the thing. So that positive aspect, that's is important. But at the same time, it's not that we don't know the negative. Just like the primary is the thing, the secondary is there for the support. You know, the primary thing is let's say the drink, but the support is the pot that it's in. You know, if you say, oh, we don't need the pot, you know, because we're just interested in the drink, then okay, then lick it off the floor, you know. But then, you know, or others may say, no, but without the pot, then you don't get the drink. So the pot's the most important thing. So if you just have a pot and no drink, what's the thing? Right? So that's the thing, is you have to see that they go together. Primary and secondary go together. You can't separate them, but you have to know which is primary and which is secondary. And like you said before, the smartas will make the rules and regulations primary, and that devotion to the Lord is secondary. In other words, worship of the Lord is simply an anga of their karma. There isn't another point. So that's the thing, is that when you come to the platform of a theistic moralism, you accept that there's a supreme and all that. You accept that aspect. And you want to follow the Shastras and do things correct and proper. But then you have three features that you can follow. Do I approach the Lord at that? You know, I mean, the one, it's like, you know, he is the Lord. I am the junior. I'm the, you know, like that. He is the judge. I am the judged. You know, he is the provider. I'm the provided. He's the maintainer, I'm the maintained. So they see, you can see a very nice relationship here with the Lord. But what's the point? They just want to be taken care of. So their relationship doesn't go any farther. And even though they know they're the soul, it's not about being the soul. You know. So therefore, then that aspect is that devotion that they may have is just a part of their desire for material facilities. You know, whether it's immediate, you know, here in this life, whether it's the next life, whether we want both, you know, like that. But it's still there, so they don't go beyond. then the point is that, but then when you start to see is, no, we're the soul, we're beyond all these things. These things can't satisfy the soul. In other words, approaching God for these material facilities, that's not the point, right? We're approaching the Lord for these material facilities, but these material facilities can't satisfy the soul. And so then they give up that position of morality because it can't satisfy the soul. And then they also go to the point where it's that impersonal aspect, you know, so being Brahman, and then there's the supreme Brahman, so I just absorb myself in Brahman. So it's not about the person. The other one, it's about the person in as much as they're the one who supplies, right? Because in the other one, I have nothing to gain, so therefore it's just Brahman, and I'm Brahman, and so therefore the personal aspect isn't important for them, right? At the same time as them as a person, and them getting things isn't either. So basically the theology goes to impersonalism, and the morality is put on the side, because, I mean, they'll do just what is the rules for they're pious, they'll follow Shastra, but it's only how much is necessary for renunciation. For social interaction, they don't have to. They can stay in the forest and not interact like that. I mean, you have to be nice to the monkeys, otherwise they'll take everything, but, you know, basically. But then you see is then the third alternative is then the devotees. So the devotees see, I am servant of the Lord. And therefore, then I engage body, mind, and words in serving the Lord, right? And the Lord being pleased, then he reciprocates with the devotee in activities, in pastimes. So he is a person, interacts with us as a person, right? So now the problem comes up, because when we say, oh, like you see, Prabhupada says, therefore, we don't have to do karma again, we just have to do bhakti, okay? So what's the first doubt that's going to come up? Right. Well, but then you're rejecting the world and rejecting interactions and relationships and everything of this world, because they only know how to deal with the mechanics of the world for the benefit they'll get. The devotee's saying, no, by activity, what the karma is doing and what the bhakta is doing, those look more similar than what the devotee is doing and what the renunciates are doing, or the impersonalist, because they're taking everything and connecting it to Krishna. So the act of working with the world, but the problem comes is that for the karmi, his performance of his pious deeds, his theistic moralism, is self-centered. So just as we saw before, is that when you're moving from anamoy to pranamoy, the thing you're trying to remove is the self-centered position. You're working for just making these endeavors for yourself. You should make it for the greater community. But the devotees are saying, no, so they're taking that, you do it for the greater community, but it's for God. You know, you're approaching God. Well, before that, they're not approaching God, right? So, but the point is give that up. No, it's about pleasing God. If he's pleased, you're pleased. We're part and parcel of Krishna. So we're an amsa of the Lord, but we're eternally an amsa. We're eternally his servant. You know, so these positions remain. And so therefore, we engage everything in Krishna's service. And in that way, then everybody becomes pleased. The world becomes pleased, because you please the Supreme, you please everybody, right? Because he's controlling everything. He's making everything work. So it just naturally goes up that it's because of this conditioning in karma and conditioning in religions that are based on karma that we will think, When it says, Prabhupada says, you just have to serve Krishna. You don't have to worry about anything else. We think, oh, that means not doing any activity, right? Because we do the activity, I get the benefit. We don't get learned about the benefit, we don't do the activity. Because these are the alternatives they've dealt with. It's karma and jnana. They've never worked with bhakti, right? You know, because the bhakti, ultimately, it's a temporary bhakti. That's only applied as long as until we get what we're looking for, right? You don't hear anybody talking about being with God, serving God, walking with God, talking with God. You don't hear them talking these things. You know, you'll go to heaven, you'll enjoy, you'll be happy. You know, it's eternal, you know, and the best part is everybody else who is nasty to you. They're all burning in hell eternally, you know, and so you can sit around and gloat, you know, like that. So that kind of aspect is being conditioned, then we think is, oh, but you're saying, no, we're practical. We have to be practical. We're householders. We live out in the real world. We have to do real things. It's kind of like, you know, as we saw before in the Sandarbha, where does that potency come from? And which potency is being manifest at what point? The potency is going, but through the modes, it's like a kaleidoscope. Whichever one it comes up, that's the color you see. And that's the one happening. And where do you think that comes from? So therefore, if you're using that in the present for Krishna, then that's what you're doing. You're thinking, no, I have to collect things. No, you have to serve Krishna. In the process of serving Krishna, things are collected. If you do your duties as a householder, though for those duties being done to please Krishna, things are collected. It's a secondary feature, but they make the secondary the primary. So it's reversed. So in other words, the contamination of fruitive action makes us think when it's said you only have to do devotional service, there is only devotional service. You don't need anything else. We automatically think, oh, that means I don't do any physical activities. Because we think spiritual means doing nothing, just sitting and, you know, doing my meditation and all that. You know, and when we really get active and ecstatic, okay, then we can, you know, put together a dandelion garland, put it in our hair, and then holding hands, dance in a circle. You know, but you need a meadow for that, and, you know, butterflies and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of hard to arrange, but, you know. So that's the difficulty, is we don't appreciate and understand that it's all Krishna's. So it's a matter of you use Krishna's stuff for yourself, you know, but acknowledge it's Krishna's, but still try to get it all for yourself. Or you acknowledge that there's a supreme, but you don't want to have anything to do with all this because it's just all a problem. So you just want to exist only. Or even that, if you get more frustrated, the Buddhists, they don't even want to exist. And that, or you take the whole same thing and use it for Krishna. That's it. You know, three different people in this big, you know, in this mansion like that. One is thinking, how can I get the benefit out of this? The second one just sits in the corner, doesn't want to get involved because everything's trouble. Right? Then the third one, you know, as soon as you go to the kitchen to make a sandwich, someone else will go, hey, while you're there, can you make me one too? You know, so therefore they're sitting in the corner and just meditating because they don't want to get into all that trip. And then they're going to have to wash. They're going to have to do that. There's nothing there. They got to go out to the market. They'd rather just sit in the corner. Right? And then the third one is using that in the service of whoever owns the house. That's the difference. But because of our conditioning, we only see the first two. It's either you enjoy the house or you reject it, rejoin the house. So that becomes a very important thing, is that we have to appreciate that it's all about Krishna. So it's always about Krishna. It's just a matter of at what stage we are to appreciate that it's all about Krishna. And therefore, the negatives are just there to see that we're performing the positives. Right? Like if you're always remembering Krishna, that's the positive, but that means you're not forgetting. And if we say never forget Krishna, that means that you'll be engaged in the positive, remembering Krishna. So the two go together. Is that all right?
Also, Maharaj, just previously we were discussing on the point that Krishna as Paramatma, then he is like, you know, activating the different modes and then empowering the different people. And then as Bhagavan, then he is only relating with his devotees. So then it naturally makes that unless one's Sukruti is like complete, then he doesn't reach the stage of Shraddha and move on. But then the Sankirtan movement is so special, then Krishna is extending his hand beyond that and he is pulling us from that conditioned state.
Yes. And then...
That also establishes how it's like much more dynamic and in the
much special. And it's also that the Sankirtan movement is open to everyone. It's just those who are interested take it. So it's there for everyone. You know, it says Lord Nityananda is in the marketplace giving out love of God, but it's just who comes and takes it. Like that. It's there, you know. They've broken open the storehouse of love of Godhead. and are distributing freely. That is no discrimination, but all you have to do is have faith. Like that. Anybody can come. It doesn't matter your background. If they're a Brahmin, they're a Shudra, it doesn't matter. But as long as they have faith, then everybody gets. That's the thing. Our definition is indiscriminate, means you give it to anyone, qualified or unqualified. Right? The word point is that there is no material qualification, so therefore you can't judge by the material situation, but you can judge by if the person is willing to have faith or not. But even if they don't, they can still hear and take prashad and still get the same, be exposed to the situation, but whether they take full advantage of it or not. Like, you know, it's like, you know, he says you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You know, so the water is there for everyone, just whether they take it. Yeah.
This the mood established by our acharyas, and Prabhupada like exactly followed this mood of following the personalities. But we see on the other hand, people are very much distracted by the aspect of the form or the facility of it, and then they take up to this whatever other process of the so-called Siddha Pranali and all, rather than focusing on the worship of the Supreme Lord and the personalities who actually bestow that mood on us.
Yes. They're just taking that natural, I do this, it's automatic. But the whole point is that's why it's sahaj, it's cheap. Is that, no, there's qualification. But the qualification is something that every soul can have. It's not based or dependent upon the conditioning. That's why I said papi tapi jato chilo, hari nami rudarila. So Prabhupada makes the point, before there was one Jagai Madhai. Now there's thousands, right? So then everybody can take it up. And so when you see is that what's there, then you work. Because we're the soul. That's the important thing. So in the present, I can serve Krishna, whatever my situation. But if I'm lamenting, why do I have to do this? Why can't I do that one? That means you're not serving now. They're serving, you're not serving. So then, but I want to do that, you know, like that. But they're talking about future, you know, or I did that one before. They're talking about past. Right now you have this option. You know. Why can't I cook? You know, I cooked last time. No, but we need someone to wash the pots. Already people are here cooking. You know, no, but I'm a better cook and all that. But, you know, it doesn't matter. They're already cooking. You wash the pots. They're not taking advantage of the service. They could be washing the pots and doing nicely, and they get the same advantage. So that's the point, is that you want to be able to take advantage in the present. That's the point. The time factor, if you engage in the present Krishna service, you're above the modes. You know, but if you don't, then you're going to be according to the whatever modes are prominent. And we see is that passion, ignorance seems to be the prominent mode, not goodness. Yeah. Okay. Sampratanatmika. Song 2, prayer for the awakening of attachment to the Lord, right? So here was, you know, the first one was that prayer to take up and be engaged in the Lord's service, longing for direct service to the Lord, right? And so now it's prayer for awakening of attachment to the Lord, because how you'll do this service, that's what we want. But the reality is we have to awaken our attachment for the Lord. Because without rati matures into prema. That attachment to the Lord, attraction, attachment, that's what matures. That's the bud. That's what then blooms into everything else. So it's always there. The stai bhav means the rati. So if you don't have that rati, how will anything else happen? Right? No, we're thinking, no, I can come along, I'll take part in the dance. If I take part in the dance, then I'll naturally get attracted. But no. Radha Krishna Nivedana E Janakare Doha Ati Rasamaya Sa Karuna Hridaya Abadhana Kara Nata More. O Radha, O Krishna, who are both full of transcendental mellows, so charming and so kind-hearted and merciful. I am offering this prayer before you and praying that you may mercifully glance upon me. Hey Krishna, Gokula Chandra, hey Gopi Prana Vallabha, hey Krishna Priya Shiromani, hey Magori Shyama Gaya, Shravane Parasapai. O dark complexion Krishna, moon of Gokula, and the beloved of the gopis, O golden Radha, the crown jewel among all of Krishna's dearest ones, only when I hear and chant your transcendental names does my heart become pacified. Right, so he's showing here is that these are the moods that you know, if we want to awaken, these are the points, is that, you know, we're praying for this aspect, and it's only when we're transcendental names we become pacified. So we hear, because this is also, we see attachment for the Lord. So that means then there are also these aspects of ruchi is there. And so we have that taste, and that's the only time that we're pacified. But we want to bring it forward into attachment like that. So, you know, about how wonderful Krishna is and his nice qualities, Radha and her qualities and her relationship with the Lord, you know, how both of them are so charming, so kind-hearted, how merciful. These qualities are the things that we're looking at. Gunashuni, Jura Parani, Atna Adhama Durgati Jane, Kevala Karuna Mane, Tribhuvana E Jasa Keyati. Shunya Sadhura Muke Sharana Layinu Shuke Upekshila Nahi Moragati. You are well known throughout the three worlds for being so merciful to the fallen and distressed souls. When I heard about your glories from saintly persons, I eagerly surrendered myself to you. Now, if you ignore me, what will I do? I have no other place to go. Well, it's not that, oh, well, this doesn't work, I can go somewhere else. I have alternatives. No, we have no other place to go. You know, we only have this, the service to Radha and Krishna, the association of the Vaishnavas and this and that. So if it goes nicely, then great. If it doesn't go so nicely, what's the alternative? Right? You know, it's just like you want something to eat, you run to the kitchen to prepare something. Everything's there nicely, it's going smoothly, great. You know, some things aren't there or that, or you do something and it's starting to, you know, something sticks or this, or you can't find the can opener. You know, like that, the knife's dull. You know, it doesn't mean that there is no alternative. It's the kitchen where it happens. So therefore, the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, that's where everything is happening. But there is no other alternative. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya, Jaya Radhe, Krishna, 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 Jaya, Jaya Radhe. Anjali mastake dhari narutama bhumi padi kahe dohe purao mana sadhe. Again and again, I repeat, O Radha, O glorious to you, O Krishna, O glorious to you. Narottam Das thus folds his hands, placing them on his forehead, and falling on the ground like a stick before you, prays, please fulfill my innermost heart's desire. Right? So we see is that there's a desire for this, but here it's a prayer too. The one is a perfection that one wants, right? The perfection of being able to. So how is that perfection attained? So that's the important thing. That song defines how perfection is attained by surrendering to Lord Chaitanya, gaining the mercy of Nityananda, being freed from material desire, then in that situation of understanding, living and understanding in Vrindavan, then we are serving the instructions of the Goswamis by following the footsteps of our acharyas. Then we are able to appreciate and understand and Radha and Krishna's pastimes. That's the desires to come to that point of that. Then what is it? Then we have a prayer to Radha and Krishna, you please be merciful unto me. Because otherwise, other than you, what other alternative is there? What other shelter is there? Right, but if we think, you know, oh, this is not working, I'm going somewhere else, you know, then that's not actually the position. It's only their mercy. That's the only thing that'll work. Song 3, Danya Bodhika Prartana, prayer describing fallen condition. Hari Hari Ki Mora Karama Gati Manda, Bhaja Radha Krishna Para Na Sevinu Tila Adha Na Bhu Jinu Ragera Sambandha. O Lord Hari, how unfortunate I am. Due to my past misdeeds, I have never worshipped the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, even for a moment, nor have been able to understand their transcendental loving relationship. Sarupa Sanatana, Rupa Raghunath, Bhata Jugao, Bhugarbha Sri Jiva Lokanath, Iha Sabara Pada Padma, Na Sevinu Tila Adha. Not even for a half a moment have I served the lotus feet of Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Srila Bhugarbha Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, or Srila Lokanath Goswami. How then will it be possible for my desire to be fulfilled? Kishe Ara Puri. So without means, if, like it says, if we want to come to that platform of being absorbed in the service of Radha and Krishna, then the point is then we have to surrender and render that service. And unless we serve the Goswamis, then what's that? And we know service means for us through serving the instructions. So as Rupa Goswami gives a nectar devotion, as we see in the conversations of Lord Chaitanya with the Acharyas, then we try to take those those teachings, those examples very nicely in our life, and then apply ourselves. Then things will work very nicely. Otherwise, then, you know, everything will be, we won't progress like that. So we haven't worshiped, we haven't been trying to do, because we're worshiping all along. It's not like, oh, until I get to that, I'm not going to worship. No, we're worshiping all along. But at the same time is, you know, we're not worshiping, meaning, you know, where's our devotion? Where's that surrender? These aspects. Kishe ara puri bheka sadha. Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Rasika Bhakta Majha J Rachila Chaitanya Charita Gora Govinda Lila Shunile Galile Shila Na Duvila Tahe Mora Chita. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the devotee who knows very well the loving relationships of Radha Krishna, compiles Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Govinda Lila Rita, describing the nectaring pastimes of Sri Gaur Govinda. Even the stones melt in ecstasy upon hearing these narrations. But alas, my mind is not attracted to them. Tahara Bhaktera Sangha, Tara Sange Jara Sangha, Tara Sange Kena Naila Bhash, Ki Mora Dukera Kata, Janma Goinu Vrita, Dik Dik Narotamadas. Furthermore, bereft of association with the friends and companions of these great souls, I have spent my life uselessly. This is the sad story of my life. What a shameless life I, Narottam Das, have led. Right, so even we're not associating with and serve the Goswamis, so that we're not even serving those who serve them. Like that. And so therefore he's saying is that, you know, in this way then, but the life is wasted, right? So the point is it's not about anything else material, the facilities and that. It's about if we are in association with the Vaishnav, serving the Acharyas, the instructions, and their practical, you know, and then practically applying it in our life with the desire to please Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna, then everything works very nicely. Song 4, Hari Hari Bifale. So this is a continuation of the Danya Bodhika Prarthana, prayers describing one's fallen condition. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goinu Manusha Janma Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shunya Bhisha Kainu. O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna. I have knowingly drunk poison. Golok era premadhana hari nama samkirtana rati na janmila kena tai. samsara bisha bisha nale hiva nishi hiya jwale judaite na kainu upai. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. So the divine love of Goloka Vrindavan, that's come as the holy name, because the holy name is non-different from Krishna. And so in that is all the Lord, his name, his form, his qualities, past, everything is there. It's all revealed through the chanting. And so that's not been taken. There's no attraction. Why did not come about? We're not asking. You know, we're not getting impatient, because that's also a symptom of advancement, is that we have the patience to know that I am fallen in that, but if I continue at it, the Lord may be merciful, but we're still inquiring about that day. When will it be mine? Like that. And then, you know, day and night, we're thinking about the material world, we're engaged in the material world, and so therefore it just creates pain. That's all it can do. It can't, the material world can't do anything else for us, right? We can engage in the Lord's service, then you're not dealing on the material platform. But the material world itself, it's only designed to give pain. And I've not taken the means to relieve it. It means I've not taken up seriously hearing and chanting in the association of the pure Vaishnavas. Rajendra Nandana Jay, Sachi Suta Hailo Se, Balarama Hoila Nitai. Dina Hina Jato Chila, Hari Nam Name Udarilo, Tara Shaki Jagai Madhai. It's interesting. Here's Dina Hina Jato Chila. I think in another place it's Papi Papi Jato Chilo. Like that, both. In any case, it looks bad. Lord Krishna is the son of the king of Braja, became the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jaga and Madhai, are evidence of this. The Sutta. Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta Karuna Karaha E Bhara Narottama Dasakaya Na Te Liha Ranga Paya Toma Bhine Ke Ache Amar. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except for you? So we have to understand, Krishna is the only one dear. And so therefore, even if we don't feel we're advancing and this and that, there is no other alternative. It's not that, oh, something else. It's that in the material world, nothing's worked. That's why we're turning to Krishna consciousness. So what we see is that this is the only thing that by which we'll advance, then we will take it. We will be focused on it. There is nothing else. That's why the acharyas are speaking in this way. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a song sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a very stalwart acharya in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya, the cyclic succession. He has sung many songs, important songs, and his songs are accepted as Vedic conclusion. Very authoritative songs. So he says, praying to Lord Krishna, my dear Lord, Hari Hari, I have simply spoiled my life. Hari Hari bifale janama goinu. Why have you spoiled your life? You know, the question may be raised. He says, Manusha Janma Paya, I have gotten this human form of life. Radha Krishna Nabhajiya, but I did not care to worship Radha Krishna. Therefore, I have spoiled my life, right? So that's the problem. And how it is? It is exactly like one who takes poison knowingly. So then this condition where you have human life, you have not worshiped Radha Krishna. So then how, you know, what is the position of that? So what does that create? So then, as he's pointing out here, that creates the position of knowingly drinking poison. because you have the human form of life. It's meant for these things. It's meant for spiritual life. So that's what it's for. So this principle, as he probably says, is very authoritative. Right? His songs are accepted as Vedic conclusion, means what the Vedas are saying, these are representing the songs, and it's very authoritative. Right? So that means what he's saying, this is how it is. This is the position, this is the process, this is the remedy, this is the solution, this is the goal that you can gain. All that is being explained by Narottam Das Thakur. If someone takes poison unknowingly, there's excuse. But if someone takes poison knowingly, it is suicidal. So he says, I have committed suicide simply by not worshiping Radha and Krishna in this human form of life. Right? Suicide means getting rid of the advantage you have of the body. So you have human form of life, you worship Radha and Krishna, you move forward, you go back to Godhead. Right? Or at least you'll continue in human life to perfect oneself. But if one just ignores that and absorbs himself in the material position, then the point is then there's no benefit. It's knowingly taking poison, because then you're going to end up in some other mundane position, which will be worse. Then he says, Golok era premadhana hari nama sankirtan. This Krishna conscious movement, sankirtan movement, is nothing material. It is directly imported from the spiritual kingdom known as Goloka Vrindavan. So Golok era premadhana, it is not an ordinary song. It is just the treasure of love of Godhead. So, quote, but I have no attraction for this, end quote. Rati Naj Jan Milo Kene Tai. I have no attraction for it. On the contrary. Vishaya Vishanale Diva Nisha Hiya Jvale. And because I did not accept it, therefore the blazing fire of the poison of material existence is constantly burning. Diva Nisha Hiya Jwale. Day and night, my heart is burning on account of this poison effect of material existence. Tari Bhare Na Koino Upai. But I did not seek any remedy for this. In other words, the remedy for this blazing fire of material existence is the Sankirtan movement. It is imported from the spiritual kingdom. And who has imported it or who has brought it? Right? So this is the on his position here, is that he's not seeking the remedy, but it's the remedy has been brought. The Sankirtan movement has been brought from the spiritual world. There is no other remedy. Then he says, Brajendra Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoilo Say. Brajendra Nandana, the son of King of Braja, that is Krishna. Krishna is known as the son of Nanda Maharaj. He was king of Braja Bhumi. So Brajendra Nandana Jay, the same personality who was formerly the son of Maharaj Nanda, has now appeared as the son of Mother Sachi. Sachi Sutta Hoilo Say, and Balarama Hoilo Nitai, and Lord Balaram has become Nityananda. So by these two brothers adventing, they are delivering all kinds of fallen souls. Papi Tapi Jato Chilo, yeah, here, see here. As many fallen souls there were in this world, they are delivering them by chanting this chanting process. Hari Name Udarilo, simply by this chanting. How is it possible? Then he says, Tar Shaki Jagai Madhai. He says, how is it possible? How can you say you're saying this? What's the proof? Right? Tar Shaki Jagai Madhai. The living example is the two brothers, Jagai and Madhai. These two brothers, Jaga and Madhai, happened to be born in a Brahmin family, but they turned out to be debauchees, number one. And of course, nowadays, in this age, the qualification is not considered debauchee. Right? Now they'll be considered just, you know, how you say, avid party animals. Like that. You know, they would be, what would you say? The Great Lebowski would be impressed. He would see them as acharya, like that. Their debauchery was because they were drunkards and woman hunters. Therefore, they were called debauchee and meat eaters also. But later on, they became delivered by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. So Narottam Das Thakur's explanation that in this age, although people are drunkards, woman hunters, meat eaters, and gamblers, all kinds of sinful actors, still, if they take to this Krishna conscious movement and chant Hare Krishna, they will be delivered undoubtedly. This is the blessing of Lord Chaitanya. Then Narottam Das Thakur prays, Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta, Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta. My dear Lord Krishna, you are son of King Nanda, and your consort Radharani is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. So you are standing together here. Narottam Das Kahe Na Peliho Ranga Pai. Now I am surrendered unto you. Please do not kick me away or push me away with your lotus feet, because I have no other shelter. I'm just taking shelter under your lotus feet without having any other means. So please accept me and deliver me. This is the sum and substance of the song. Yeah. So he's wasted his life, he has the valuable human form of life. He's wasted by not worshiping Radha Krishna. And he doesn't even take interest in what's the remedy. He doesn't even ask, why am I suffering like this? Right? So Radha and Krishna are there. You can attain that divine love of Radha and Krishna. How? Through the holy name. And who has brought that here? That Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And how do we know that it works? It's effective. Then we see by the example of Jagai and Madhai. But he's saying, unfortunately, I don't have this attachment and all that. But in any case, he's surrendered to that lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and says, please don't kick me away, even if I'm not, properly situated. So the devotees, then they're always praying for this position to always, that their Radha and Krishna are the only shelter. Right? Our home, our family, our country, our nation, our politics, our professional work, all these things, they're not places to take shelter. We've already taken shelter there. Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness, that we've already tried serving them. It doesn't work. So therefore, then we have to see that we have to move on. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, none of this is going to make anything work, like that. So he's just asking that, please don't kick me away. Please allow me to, give me the shelter below the feet.
Maharaj?
Okay. Yes.
Maharaj, here we see Lord Nityananda running behind Jagai Madhai and blessing them with Krishna Prem and all. But yes. In our lives, sometimes we run behind Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we don't get for many days and years. How do we understand and what can be done?
I mean, what do we mean by how can I understand?
Means Lord is compassionate even to those who don't want. He forcefully runs behind them and gives. And we strive to get that Krishna Prema or taste in devotion life. For years, and we don't get as much mercy.
So when we were looking at the Sandarbha, then the example given, the teacher is giving instruction all to all the students. Somebody does well, somebody doesn't. What's the difference?
Sincerity of student.
Yeah, it means they apply themselves or not. Does that make sense? So that's why the Narottam Das Thakur is praying in this way, is that, he's praying that I may become serious. Because up to now, haven't been serious. So from now, this moment, I'm trying to become serious. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So then... what's the problem? Because the Lord is impartial. That's why the discussion comes up. He is the mercy is there for everyone. It's just who takes it. Okay, let's look at this. Okay. We've been knocking on one door for hours. Banging, this, that, yelling, screaming, doing kicking, doing all this and at this door. Right? And we've gotten no benefit so far. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
You know, that's because there is nothing there. But now we go to the other door that can actually give us some benefit. And then, you know, this is just, we just go up to the door and we go. And then we sit back and go, oh, but I tried so hard. I worked so much. I put in so much effort. You know, right? You're saying for years. How many years?
Maybe from 5-6 years.
Okay, 5-6 years. How long have you been in the material world?
Unlimited years.
So then, how is there any comparison? Just that there, one is moving forward, one's starting to get an understanding, one's starting to appreciate the association, the Vaishnavas, the Vaishnav Siddhanta and all that. Isn't that an advancement?
Yes, Maharaj.
You know, understanding the material world, can the material world doesn't give anything, then what's the problem?
Yes, Maharaj. In understanding, we are getting a lot, but in experience, we are not yet sufficiently experiencing.
Okay. Yeah. But are we appreciating that someone who's spent unlimited lifetimes and has unlimited baggage of bad samskaras, that now they're starting to appreciate that maybe the material world's not that great and maybe, you know, there's something more? Is that not a glory?
Yes, Maharaj, it's a step ahead.
Yeah, so then why be... What is the alternative? Like Narottam Das Thakur says, even if you, you know, please don't kick us away, because even if you do, we have no alternative. So then what's the point? Where else will you go?
No alternative, honestly.
Yeah, so then that's the point of the song, is develop that mood. Not, well, why I haven't gotten any result. Because then that means I did endeavor. I deserve result. Right? So where are we looking? Right? If I say I did work, I chanted, I surrendered. I did what the temple president said and the temple commander. You know, I've done all this kind of things, but I have not gotten the results. So in time, where are we looking?
We are having karmi mentality and future.
Now that's there, but which phase of time are we focusing on?
Future.
Future. Why would we say future? Explain.
We expect the results after endeavor.
But expect due to what?
Endeavors.
Past.
Endeavors. When?
Past endeavors.
In the past. Current endeavors. Current endeavors? An endeavor is complaining? Right this moment, complaining. That's an endeavor to serve Krishna?
No, past endeavors, Maharaj.
So past endeavors. So that's the mode of ignorance. right? Or passion in the future, or I'll have this and I'll be so happy and I'll be so fabulous. But what are we doing in the present? If we're always absorbed in the present of serving, then we're not worried about the past. We're not worried about the future. We're worried about pleasing Krishna now. So if we're pleasing Krishna now, because you're saying, oh, I didn't get, but then are we doing an activity to please Krishna? Dwadasi breakfast 508 to 925. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj.
So in other words, this all, oh, I work so hard, what have I got? And then find other devotees, yeah, me too. And you know, it's so hard and all, and then you get together and just enjoy tasting, you know, how you say, diving and surfacing and tasting the mode of ignorance. Does that make sense?
Yes, Maharaj, that's wrong.
Yeah. So therefore, it's just a matter of performing one's service, being absorbed, how to get more into that, how to surrender more to Krishna. Because the pointed out here is as you surrender, Krishna reciprocates. So if you are not at a level of advancement that you would hope to be, that means Krishna hasn't reciprocated, right? So that means you didn't do something to bring yourself to that level. Does that make sense? So in other words, the faith is there. You know, you've taken up the association of devotees. You're practicing bhajana kriya like that. But then, you know, we're feeling, you know, the taste is not there, the attachment and all those things like that. But first we have to see, are we steady? Are we stable? So that comes because of anartas. When the anartas go, then we're able to be absorbed. But until the anartas are there, I mean, gone, then how does it work? Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So then we have to know is that how much is already gone. So that means the process is working. We have to just keep going. So we should be inspired that what we've worked, we've gotten so much result. Maybe we didn't have that yet, but it's the same process. You just keep going. Chanting the holy name will give you faith. It'll give you sadhusanga. It'll move you up until you get to Brahma. And then it will still remain. So if we haven't gotten to that point, it's just a matter of continuing what you're doing. Something is working. But if we say, oh, it's not working, so then I should look for an alternative. But that's Narottam Das Thakur doesn't look for an alternative. Yes, he just tries to be more and more surrendered. Yes?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Sorry. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.